Our guest at the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. And we are talking with Jeremy over the telephone line. We'll be doing more of that over the next few weeks, we'll see, because of, the coronavirus thing. Jeremy, remind us of your affiliation with the university.
Well, currently I am the Space Planning and Utilization Manager for the Division of Business Administration.
Division of Business Administration. All right, very good. And Jeremy, for some time, has shared his knowledge of personal technology with us. Well, one thing that about all this thing with the coronavirus and everything that's taking place is that more people are going to be working from home. And that sounds great, but I think we all are familiar with having internet problems or computer problems of one kind or another at home, and you don't have that IT person that you can call. So that may be, it's understandable why this is being done, but it may not be as easy as it sounds or as it seems on the surface.
You're absolutely right, Dr. Dempsey. And one of the things that you got to remember is, sometimes people might take home their laptops and work a little bit, after hours and whatnot. It's just that laptop, but they might tend to forget then that, during their typical 8-to-5 business day, they're using more than just the laptop. And it comes down to some of the small things. It's like the printer that's connected or the shared drive that you might not be connected to if you're not virtually VPN'd in. And, used to three screens and not, just your small laptop screen, those types of things. And in some residential areas, you have decent internet connection, hardwired or Wi-Fi. But in other areas, in some of our close by rural areas, it's hard to come by to get good internet, stability internet. And so the connectivity is kind of an issue. I don't have the upgraded package, but the basic package seems to get the job done, too.
I see. Yeah, for people in particular, and we live out a number of miles outside of town, internet service is adequate for just ordinary purposes, but I'm not sure it would be so for business purposes. So I think the rural areas it's more of a concern.
It is, and like I said, it really depending on the nature of your position and what you're doing. Some of the reports and things that I run are based off of servers that do take up a lot of stress. And it's one thing if some of it's cloud, whether or not you're able to get into the cloud environment and access them there. But again, you need a strong internet connection. Connectivity is key.
We're talking with Jeremy Gomez with the Division of Business and Administration at A&M Commerce, our personal technology commentator. Are there some things you would recommend? It's difficult to do in a blanket kind of way, but for people working at home, are there some things they might look at that would improve their facilities and make things a little easier?
Well, again, if you're in a position to where, I don't want to say, because who wants to work off peak hours, but things of that nature to where, the common peak times of when people are going to be on. Maybe not necessarily going during those times because that'll help yourself. Mm-hmm. Maybe have a better connected, or just looking at if you're at home and you're noticing that you're trying to do some work, but yet you see others maybe in your household at that same time streaming Netflix or some other mm-hmm. Video service. Well, that's taken away from other. That's taken away your bandwidth that you might need for work. So kind of being self-aware of what's going on, what kind of internet of things you have going on. Are you streaming other devices and things like that? So if you're really needing it for work and you don't have that upgraded or a bigger internet package to kind of handle all that, you might need to limit your usage on other devices.
I see. So it also may be a matter if you're dealing with your internet service provider to if possibly upgrade your service would be, again, something to look at. You mentioned, we're almost out of time, but you mentioned that web conferencing may be an issue too, may be a challenge.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one thing that, we're trying to maintain a way of being able to talk to for instance, at the university, having virtual hours or just we're conducting online classes and, using these web conferencing tools that we have, having some best practices to it. Yes, it's great that, we would still be able to have face-to-face interaction through virtual conferencing, But, you know, if you're holding a meeting and you know, of 10 people, it takes up a lot of bandwidth to have not just your audio, but if you're going to try to do video as well to it, having your webcam on. And if the other 9 individuals have webcams too, you put that all into one meeting and you know that, you know, you're not the only one during the peak times of this use. And for that matter, in the country or in the world that are using these types of web conferencing tools right now at this given moment, you know, do kind of best practices and say, hey, I don't necessarily need to have my face on there. We don't necessarily need to do our video chat. You know, let's just stick to audio. And in some instances, you might be able to just, you know, share the screen and maybe do chat, simple text chatting at the, you know, at the very least. Or, you know, if we just need to keep a good audio conversation going and we don't need to share the screen, you know, those are the best practices of, hey, let's do our part and not take up as much bandwidth on our meeting because we don't necessarily need to. Just because we have the tools to do it all, we can scale back and just do what is necessary to conduct our meeting.
I see. Well, everybody's going to be on a steep learning curve here for a while. I've got some new things to learn and to get accustomed to.
We all do. It's going to, like I said, we, you know, stay calm and we'll get through it for sure.
All right. Jeremy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone live this morning.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
All right. Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KUTI.